1.
So I was in the school cafe between classes, and I saw my classmate Justin teasing my other classmate Taylor about doing homework during his lunch hour. I mean, he was practically bullying him, calling him a nerd and things. Taylor's a pretty serious student, studious and not very cool, and he's used to rolling with the punches, but I felt really bad for him and could imagine just how he felt. You know how it is. Kids can be really mean, especially when they're jealous of someone. And I actually think lots of kids are jealous of Taylor. What's worse was that there were two other students just sitting there and watching the whole thing go down. I just decided enough was enough, and I took Justin aside and told him to apologize to Taylor. Told him to put himself in Taylor's shoes and imagine how he felt. Who knows? Maybe it won't change the way Justin acts, but at least I did something. Emily Jenkins, St. Louis.
2.
Don't get me wrong. My wife Shelley and I have a great relationship, but we sometimes get in arguments about the way we see others. She says I don't give people the benefit of the doubt, and if someone says something that I disagree with, especially in politics, for example, that I immediately jump to the conclusion the person is a bad person. So here's an example. I have this friend Joe, who's going to vote for the Advance Party in the election. The Advance Party? Can you believe that? That party stands for some really bad stuff. They don't want tax money to go to the schools. Are you kidding? Give me a break. To me, it's obvious that Joe doesn't care about children. How could a good person be in favor of a party that doesn't want kids to get a good education? Shelley says I'm way too judgmental, and just because he's gonna vote for the Advance Party doesn't automatically mean he doesn't like kids. He might have other good reasons to vote for them. She says I should just sit down with Joe and talk it through. Good old Shelley, always looking on the bright side of things. So I've told her, okay, because, to tell you the truth, I've known Joe for years, and he's always seemed to be such a decent person. Maybe I can learn to be more open-minded. That might be a good thing. You know, Shelley and I always have something to talk about, and we're never bored with each other. You know what they say, opposites attract. Nelson Bowles, Kensington.
3.
My son and daughter-in-law have two great kids, but if you don't mind my saying it, they don't seem to be concerned enough about teaching their children the importance of thinking about how their actions affect other people. I mean, they sometimes seem indifferent about their children's behavior. Here's an example of what I mean. We all had a picnic in the park last week, and when the kids finished their ice cream, they just left the paper wrappers on the ground instead of putting them in the trash can. My daughter-in-law picked them up and threw them away. Now, I don't want to be judgmental. My son and daughter-in-law are good parents, but they have so much on their plate, with two jobs and two kids. It's understandable that they just want to have fun when they're out together. I truly get that. But I identified with the other people who want to enjoy the park and imagined how this would affect them. This could have been a teachable moment. My daughter-in-law or my son should have insisted the kids throw the wrappers away and encouraged them to understand how leaving garbage around hurts other people who want to use the park. I didn't want to be a meddlesome mother-in-law, so I kept my mouth shut. But next time I'm alone with the kids, you can bet I won't let that behavior go by without talking to them about how important it is to put themselves in other people's shoes and imagine what the park would be like if everyone left their garbage on the ground. Just trying to be a good grandma with empathetic grandchildren. Lynn Fazio, New Haven.